Tommy Hahn, hey, Washougal, pretty good day for you today.
Yeah, not bad. I felt pretty flat all day, actually. I didn't have any speed the first moto, and I had plenty of speed the second moto, and just kind of got a little tired towards the end. This tired thing's kind of wearing on me. I don't really like it. I'm not used to this. Basically, you know, I'm trying my hardest. I'm doing my work during the week, and I show up to the races ready to race, and I just get a little tired. It was a tough track. It was real choppy, and it had a lot of hidden lines and a lot of hidden ruts that caught you off guard. So you had to keep you on your toes really, you know, like keep you on your toes the whole time. Yeah. So you couldn't back off or anything would catch you. So yeah, it wasn't a bad day at all. I'm just happy to not get a DNF. I've had DNF last two races, so real happy not to do that, and just looking forward to going home, having some time off, and working on some things I need to work on.
It's been an inconsistent season for you. Good rides here and there. So do you feel like this one, you know, two good solid motos that are out front, this could be maybe a turning point? Like maybe it sucks that there's 2 weeks off now?
No. I mean, it's not that I need the break, you know. It's just like I have a couple things that I really want to work on. And I started working with Jerry Masterpool back home. You know, he's the father of the late Jesse Masterpool. And, you know, things have been going great. I started working with him a few weeks ago, and we've been kind of working on my speed a little bit right now, so that might be why I'm getting a little tired during, you know, at the end of the races. But I can work on my fitness on these days off. I'm probably gonna take Monday, Tuesday off and get back in the swing of things Wednesday, Thursday-ish. So, yeah, okay. Looking forward to going to Texas Rangers baseball games with my practice bike mechanic and my brother on the weekends and just having a good time.
They brought in a bunch of sand here, and this track's always slippery and hard-packed, but it looks like it really didn't help out there for the second motos. It's kind of all gone, huh?
No, it's kind of there for the first couple laps of the first practice, mm-hmm. and then it just kind of blew off, and it was pretty shiny. Not as shiny as last year. In the shadows, it was really rutted, and you couldn't see very well, so you kind of had to go a little slower. You couldn't just bomb through there. So, it was a tough day. The track was real, real awkward. I haven't rode it like this ever, so... Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it. I always rode well here, so I had a good day. I got the monkey off my back with the DNFs, and now the only thing I can do is work hard, and instead of having some good motos here and there, have, you know, 8 great motos these last 4 rounds.
Right. It's good to have an upbeat interview with you after a race, after Millville.
Yeah, you know, I was just frustrated with myself. You know, there's a lot that I could have done that I would have made better, you know, that would have made me do better.
Right.
So I was frustrated with myself, and, you know, it was one of those days.
Right.
I bounced back to second moto. I ran 6th the whole second moto, and, you know, felt the effects of the heat and backed it down, and which is another very discouraging thing because the heat's never really bothered me. So it was hot. It was great here today. It was only 80 degrees, so I'm going to go back home to Texas. I'm going to melt. Yeah, it's good. I'm happy, and everybody's in one piece. Go home, work my ass off, and see where it takes me.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.